Testing 1, 2, 3.
Was that you making that noise?
Oh, what noise? You hear me?
We hear you.
And you dig it. I like that jam.
It's not.
I like that jam more than our last one. On that note, welcome everybody to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, John, and Jeff.
And I'm Jeff.
And we are back for a Monday night edition, post-draft edition.
Oh.
Whew. John, I'm not even going to ask you. Jeff, how's the weather out there in Chicago?
It is the Midwest, bro, you know, so we're doing all right.
That's the same as us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Jeff, how's your week been, man?
Hey, Jeff, the weather out here is perfect. Beautiful sunshine. It's nice and warm. Everything's wonderful. Sunshine
but
and tacos.
But I asked you, we already know that. It's the same every week. Man, you live a boring life. It's always the same. You gotta have some excitement like we do.
No.
So it could be 80 one day. It could be 30 the next with some snow, then a tornado 2 days later. And we do it all again.
Yeah,
you just got all the crappy, beautiful 70, 80 tacos and sunshine and wear my thongs outside and
flesh
all that shiznit. Just colored thong. Ooh-wee. Anyway, I like what we got. I just don't like it all the time.
Come on back to the Midwest so you get four seasons in one day.
Why?
That's right.
That sounds dumb.
Because every day is an adventure. Say word, son.
Word, son. It's a real dumb.
Oh, man. I feel like I haven't been on the podcast in like 2 weeks.
You've been on suspension.
Suspension. That's why I ain't got my check.
You ain't getting a check.
I'm about to call HR, complain.
That $2.33 you was supposed to get, me and Jeff going to divvy that up. We're going to get us some Dogecoin with that.
So I was going to call and complain.
Yeah, call. We got a number.
Just like my boy was going to call and complain when Uncle Joe Biden sent him a letter about don't spend this $17.63 all in one place.
All in one place.
That's what. Whew. Look, man, oh man.
Uncle Joe sent me that letter talking about, hey, we blessing you with $56 and some change, man. I was ready to fight.
Gotta be grateful, man. Gotta be thankful. Be thankful.
For what?
Cats out there that...
I'll be thankful.
There's cats out there that would have liked to have gotten that.
I'll be thankful when he all gonna hit up that student loan sign. Hit the student loan up.
Oh, man. Man. I think it's coming.
It needs to come on.
I think it's coming. Woo.
I'm just saying, like...
Ooh-wee.
I'll spend it in the community. Somebody send this to Joe.
Right?
Somebody said what?
Somebody send this to Joe.
That's right.
Uncle Joe. I'll spend it in the right places.
Tell him, say, Joe, I will come to your town and spend it.
Joe, I will. I'll come to DC, spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Cherry blossoms? Museum?
Go to Atlanta, spend it.
Football team?
Yeah, with Lemon Pepper Lou. Ooh. Lemon Pepper Lou. Oh, man. God. Hey, we can't be doing these podcasts this late on a Monday night after a long day.
Liable to say anything.
let it all slip out. Now, look, I trust you.
I thought this was BET After Hours.
No tip drill. Cut. Ain't no tip drill. Look, if I can trust you being lit up on some bad wands, I think being late will be okay.
Yeah, you know, bad wands just now. Do you remember? Okay, so we're driving yesterday, right? So we drive by Carmel's. Do you remember Carmel's?
No.
Carmel's up on like over Patterson, Smithville area. It's basically like Elsa's. It's where all the no, I can't say that. So it's where people that, that we know used to hang out. But I'm gonna tell you something. They used to have the pitchers of bad wines. I mean, good food, all that. Pitchers of bad wines. We drove by that. I said, yeah, we gotta go to Elsa's. Gotta go to Elsa's. We had to hit Elsa's up again yesterday. The different one though, the one over on Linden. And ooh, kudos to them. The food was good. The service was good. The bad wines were great. It was on point. Had their social distancing down. Had the plexiglass up. Did all that. But you know, we enjoyed it. Speaking of that, vaccines. Talked about vaccines. I know you guys have done your vaccines, right? Jeff, have you got your second vaccine yet?
Yeah, I've been doubled
up. Second shot?
Yep.
Doubled up. Okay. Well, I'm running late. We're one in. I'll tell you what. No, it's no secret. We had the vid. The vid came through our house, our household. It hit us. It didn't hit us too hard.
Wasn't a surprise.
First shot, first vaccine, hit me harder than any day of the vid.
You said any the first day. One hit you?
First one. And I won't even say the name of it because I'm not a commercial. I'm not getting paid to endorse any of the shots.
Moderna, if you want but to send me man, some money, I took that shot like a champ. Thank you, Moderna. Look,
I'll take the Moderna check.
Just make sure you send
cash at me.
Make sure you send it more than Uncle.
You cash at me
937-901-301.
But you can reach us at our new cell phone number here at the pod station 937-469-8799 if you want to leave a message. Comment or talk that talk.
I'm about to start getting all the telemarketers sending you stuff on the cell phone.
That's okay. But go ahead.
Just make sure Moderna. Make sure you send him more than Uncle Joe sent him. Otherwise, he's going to put you on blast.
If it's in the 20s, we'll be all right.
So come on, Tone. Tell us about how this shot beat you down.
Let me tell you. 2 days into it. Oh yeah.
If you want to,
2 days into it, man, on the couch, the chills, just the aches, body aches,
chill.
The fever.
That was just the first shot. Out. You know, the second, they say the second one is the one that really gets you, bro.
Well,
I'm hoping that we already got it.
I think
the first one did what it needed to do.
Just a quick observation. Me, the first one. I felt nothing, and it was so much so that Eva tricked me into thinking that I didn't even get the shot. Like, the lady stole the shot. I had no arm pain, no redness, nothing, no side effects. Second shot, I felt a little something. Quick observation, though. Jeff, your first shot, how was it?
First shot, a little tenderness and soreness in the shoulder where I got it.
So what I've observed here is with the dark-skinned folk, us folks that are from closer to the equator, we ain't having no issues. With more melanin you got, the less side effects you are having. I see my Mexican brother down here in the bottom. I mean, my light-skinned brother down here in the bottom. Almost killed him. His paisana here next to me. I was like, you want me to take you to the emergency room? It was that bad for her. And then Tony's
wife. The first
shot? Yeah, the first shot. And then Tony's wife. Wow. Who is a fair complexion Caucasian woman, almost killed her. So I'm just saying, the closer you know you are to, you know, Mother Earth, you can sustain the impact. Don't hug me. I'm just saying. I see.
So let's see how that second shot.
And I see so the skin folk.
So Sean, how did your second shot do?
It was milder than Tony's first shot. I had a little arm injection site, and I was a little tired.
Second shot for me was just, again, just a little soreness. It lasted about 6-7 hours, and it was a wrap. I was good. Nothing else. No fever, no chills, no cough, no nothing.
Just an observation.
Just an observation.
Don't shoot the messenger here, man. I'm just trying to tell you, man. Look, light skin ain't coming back. Y'all can't even take a shot. Yeah. out. Woo! Welcome back, chump.
I'm mad you hit him with that Ric Flair.
Oh, one day I'm going to get it. One day I'm going to get it. He going to be mad at me. Huh? Don't get me. All right, so you want to go right into the draft or you want to talk about some other stuff, Tom? How you feeling?
I mean, I'm feeling good. Okay. I'm feeling good. Draft was good. Jeff, your team's going to have a Buckeye at the helm.
He loves it, your team.
Pushing the buttons. That's all he wants to do is push buttons, man. He's an irritant. Hey,
I tell you what, though. They finally got it right. So I think they did the right thing by pulling that trigger. They did good.
Of course they did.
Absolutely. I think it might have been, you know, the steal of the draft, to be honest.
Yeah. He might turn around and do the same thing to everybody, like your boy Mahomie.
I hope they sit him. We talked about this on the phone the other day, Tom, a few weeks ago also. I hope that they allow him to do what Pat Mahomes did when Alex Smith was the quarterback. Now, look, Kansas City had some grace, right? They had made the playoffs, and Mahomes was a very good quarterback at that point in time. Chicago isn't afforded that grace.
No, and I don't, you know, as much as I thought the Andy Dalton signing, I mean, I thought it was a good job when Dallas brought Andy Dalton to town. I said that, and then I thought it was a good decision when they brought him to Chicago. But the reality of it is, he's not going to lead your team to the playoffs at this point. And if Justin Fields shows he has a talent, we haven't seen the schedule yet, but between weeks 9 and 11, I think you're going to see Justin Fields at the helm because, you know, Nick Foles isn't very good, and I just don't see Andy being able to lead for a whole season at this point. So we'll see. But I hope he does have some time to learn. And, you know, the good thing is he's got a pretty good defense. You know, he's not walking into a bare cupboard. He's got some tools. You know, he's got some weapons.
He's weather adjusted, right? He can play in that weather.
And they're going to be very motivated to make sure there's some success because there are two people's jobs who are riding on whether or not this works.
The head coach and the GM.
And that GM.
And if it's all bad, they're gone. Because it'd be easier to replace them. It'd be easier to get rid of them after this year, right? And then bring in somebody else. And now you can start anew with a new quarterback. You got a new quarterback in the system versus having somebody there, a coach there for 2-3 years, then all of a sudden replace them and give the guy a new system. So I think they're on a very short leash. I think it's you know, respectable or bust. But I think he's in a good situation.
I think they get two years with him. They don't get 2 years. They're not going to sit him for 2 years. Oh. He'll be starting. I agree with Tony. I think by mid-year, he'll be in. He's going to get some run throughout. But I think by mid-year, he'll be starting.
I think if they're playing well, it just depends on if they're playing well, right? If Andy Dalton or Nick Foles or whoever's quarterback at that time, and they're playing well, they're not making a change. Why?
I mean, ask Fitzmagic how that works.
Well, I mean, but why?
Hey, well, until we have a bye, and then we're going to go ahead and make a change.
Okay, but why?
I agree. I agree with you.
If it's the first time you're going to get a shot at getting made, I'm saying well enough to be in contention for a playoff position, right? There's no way they're taking out the guy who's gotten him to that position to play a rookie just to get him some reps.
I think he gets reps throughout the season.
He might get a special package. I don't know.
I get what you're saying, but that's exactly what Miami did last year. That's exactly what they did.
Were they in contention?
And they were. Yes, they were in contention. Because.
I know we don't do that on the show, but I'm just saying, you're telling me they were in contention. I don't remember them being in contention when they put Tua in. So what week did Tua start?
They were in contention. They had to buy.
To the end of the season.
Statute info, can we get somebody to look that up? I hired somebody to do that.
They were in contention up to the end of the season, bro.
Are you?
Absolutely sure. That's another reason why nobody could understand why you would make that change when you have a bye week. And then you're playing, who were they playing? Somebody that wasn't strong. And then all of a sudden they're making that change and everybody's throwing their arms up like, what? You're winning. Why would you take him out?
I'm just saying. I mean, if anybody wants to Google that real quick.
I can't use my phone. We get fined for that.
You do get fined because you don't know how to turn it off. Jeff knows how to use his phone incognito. Hold on while Jeff's looking that up.
Says they did.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Do us a favor and hit the subscribe button right there on YouTube. Like it, share it. We appreciate it. Right there. Still right there. All right. Also, you can follow us on any social media platform. For instance, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And last but not least, you can check out the audio on pretty much anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. So, once again, subscribe, like, share, Getaway Podcast with Tony and Sean and Jeff.
And Jeff. So I'm seeing some here in the New York Times back in January. They had an 86% chance of making the playoffs at that point. Nah, January 2nd.
That does 86% chance. Yeah. January 2nd.
Let's see.
It's all good. I mean, what week did Tua take over?
It was that week when they had the bye. I'm trying to find it now. Wasn't prepped for that.
Well, you wasn't prepped for it.
And no, that's the route we were going.
So while you're looking,
Was that the week? Oh, yeah. Was that the week where they had the bye and then they were going to play the Jets?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they beat the Rams. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Okay. You beat the Jaguars. You beat the 49ers. You play the Jets. You blow them out. And you have the bye. And then you had the Rams. I think that's when they made the switch. Yeah, too much silence. We got to be more. We got to be.
While we're finishing looking that up, a pick that I did not like in the draft was the Bengals pick, their first pick in the first round. And they went with Ja'Marr Chase. And I get it that is Joey B's boy from LSU. But you had a chance to get a left tackle that could possibly be there 10 years or more and who was getting comped to the best left tackle that organization has had. And some say has ever played, Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz. And I say that you win championships up front on both sides of the ball. He can help you in the run game, and he can help you protect your most valuable asset, which you've already ruined, which on this podcast I was upset about because you were getting him reps for the sake of getting him reps, and he had zero help up front. And you ruined him. We all know through coaching and playing and seeing other guys and watching, whatever, being a fan, that once you have a knee injury like that, you are no longer the same. It doesn't come back. I understand with all the technology, it's not like it used to be. Before it was the end of your career, and then before, you know, and then it's Kajana Carter, and he comes back, and he's never the same. Right? Kajana, did you know Kajana played 6 more years in the league after he tore his ACL? He was never the same. And now technology is going to allow Joe to come back better than ever. But he won't be the same. So you had a chance to get a guy to protect him from doing that. But you took a receiver like I told somebody before, you can get receivers all over the levels of college football. And my example was Pierre Garçon was a D3 football player from Mount Union in Ohio. And we all know who he is. And we all know how valuable he was to teams he played on. You can get receivers left and right. You can go to semi-pro football in Florida and find good receivers. We had a guy, Danny Mack. I didn't coach him. Tony, you coached him. he was elite athlete with the proper coaching and reps. He could have played at that level. You can find receivers everywhere. You can't find left tackles everywhere. And the response I got was, well, there's plenty more linemen in the draft. They'll get one later on. And then I kept watching, and guess what? All the ones that they were saying they would possibly get were coming off the board because teams were picking them up to protect their asset. How do you feel about the Bengals taking a receiver instead of a left tackle to protect their Mercedes-Benz?
First off, I don't mind move.
I hate it. Go ahead.
Hold on. You got to catch the visual here. I don't mind the move.
As he's holding up his Ravens jersey or shirt.
My
God. We're going to be on the button, man. Come on.
On what button?
We're going to be on
what button?
The mute button. The beep button. But in all seriousness, I thought it was asinine. But that's, you know, that's just me. But I did, you know, realize real quick, it's just the Bengals doing what the Bengals do. You know, we've talked about the Bengals well before, you know, the 40 some episodes of the Getaway Podcast. We've talked about the Bengals for years.
Yes.
And the lack of scouting and the lack of front office leadership and just the silly decisions. When it comes to that kind of stuff. So to me, when everybody said that Penei Sewell was the foregone conclusion for the Bengals pick, I said, until they don't pick him. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, went a different direction. Now, you know, we can say that, you know, but now, you know, the flip side of the coin is you had a rookie quarterback set a record for 300 yard passing games in his rookie season. You got him a weapon that he really, really wants, felt like would help them elevate their game in a pass happy offense. And you know, you decided as a front office to not show some leadership and save him from himself. So you're in a division. I had this conversation with somebody on Saturday. You're in a division with the Baltimore Ravens, very creative blitz packages, probably one of the highest blitzes per game defense that, you know, in the league. I think statistically, they get after you. Right. Okay, you get to play them twice.
Right.
You have the Pittsburgh Steelers that, whether they are up or down, one of the things that they will do to you with that 3-4 defense every year is they are coming after you and they will get to you early and often. Mm-hmm. That's just what they do. Then, oh, by the way, the team who may have the best defense in the division, the Browns, just added another pass rusher.
Yeah.
Just added more help in the secondary. Yeah. They were already going to get to you. They're going to get to you even more often.
They got that cat from Notre Dame.
Six of your games.
They got that linebacker from Notre Dame, and he will come after your butt.
That's six of your games, yes. In division, in what I call now the Black and Blue Division. I don't believe the NFC North is the Black and Blue Division anymore. That is the AFC North. AFC North is the Black and Blue Division. That is the kick your ASS every week, and you don't want to get up, you know, please give us Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, and hope we don't have a shortened week. So, right. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still on your the comment about him not being the same after the knee injury, right? I think it depends on the position. Out there. Yeah, they need to they're not running and it's not as dependent on their movement as the other players are.
Say that again.
So I'm saying is I think he'll be basically the same player coming back. Once he gets over that mental piece, if there's anything that will impact, it will be the mental side of it. Physically, I think he'll be what he was. It's not the same as a running back coming back from a knee injury. It's just not the same. The pounding that the running back takes, the far as the load that they're carrying the ball,
yeah.
The impact that they're taking, it's a different level as far as what's coming at them. So I don't think it would impact him the same way.
I think you're talking about, I don't know, though. I don't know if I can buy into that, because you're talking about the guy who's going to touch the ball 100% of the time, the guy who's got to feel comfortable and confident in standing, stepping, planning, with everything happening around him. Oh, by the way, we're also talking about a guy who actually was known to use his legs. And that offense is going to be a lot of play action, get out of the pocket, move the pocket, you know, get off your spot type stuff.
They're going
to
move him like golf.
And I tell you, you know, we talk about the guys getting the yips, you know, the guys that are real sure now, you know, the pocket, you know, get the habit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said mentally. That's what I'm saying. I think mentally.
That's such a big part. That's such a big part of the quarterback position. Part of it. I feel like it probably affects them more.
Ask Carson Wentz. Your running back. Ask Carson Wentz. He hadn't been the same since he tore his knee up. Ask RG3. And I get it. He wanted to run, but they were going to use RPO with this guy. They were going to do that. They did it in college. They were going to boot him. They were going to waggle him. They were going to sprint him out. And now you got bodies flying around your feet. That's the mental part. But I'm talking about the movement part is going to be different. You're not the same. Your 40 time will never be the same, even though you're not going to run a 40 again, right?
I'm saying he ain't running another 40.
But your quickness, your turning, direction, all that stuff has changed. It does.
So let's think about this. So what quarterbacks we remember that have had this injury come back here the same? But Tom Brady definitely doesn't depend on movement.
But mentally, mentally he's much stronger than any other quarterback in the league.
Yeah, so that's a different one. But so you look at Wentz.
RG3,
the two clearly weren't able to get over it. Who else?
Remember. I mean, I if I would have Googled it, I could have found some list of quarterbacks who were hurt.
Can't really count Alex Smith. I mean, he was on the back end anyway.
That was different.
Yeah, and that was more of a break.
Right.
That was like Joe Theismann type break.
I'd rather have a break.
So think about it. Joe Theismann basically had the same injury, and his career was over. And
he was at the back end of his career too, though.
But still, it's relatively the same injury.
I'd rather have a break. If Alex Smith doesn't get an infection and have to have 19 plus surgeries or whatever and almost lose his life, he comes back from that injury. A break is way different from the structure of your knee. It's just different. I'm telling you, it's different. I tore my MCL in cartilage in high school, and it wasn't the same mentally. You don't feel safe. Mine still pops.
Like, you don't think breaking I've never broken a bone, knock on wood, right? Never had a broken bone. But I can only imagine that I would probably be more nervous about. Like I've had the MCL, I've had my ankle, you know, all that's been messed up as far as sport playing. I was more self-conscious. I would be more self-conscious about a break and wondering if the bone was secure or safe enough to play on than I would be, because I'd be worried about that spot getting hit again. Mentally, I'd be more worried about a break.
Those bones heal up and they're very, very strong after that. Once they go in there and start moving. Once they go in there and start moving. You personally, I'm trying to tell you what the science is. When they start moving, that's why careers were ending. Because guess what? In the 60s, when they were playing football, if you tore your knee up, you were done. But if you broke your leg, you could come back next season. There's a reason why. Because the damage to the muscle and that ligament is, there ain't much coming back from that back then. And now they just found a better way to fix it. They don't have to go in there and remove a whole bunch of muscle. They can go in there arthroscopically and clean it up and fix it, repair it. And then they got all these extra rehab stuff that you can do. But a break? I'm coming back from a break.
So do you think if Bo Jackson played today, had that injury at the hands of your bungling Bengals, okay?
It was a hip.
You're right.
It was that main blood vessel in it. Yeah.
I'm thinking about that now. He can come back from that today?
It depends on the technology and how much I find, right? So today, if they had the technology to go in there and fix, because what they didn't know is that the the artery was damaged, the vein, whatever, that was supplied blood to that bone, the hip bone.
They say that Tua, that's the injury he had, his hip.
I don't know.
Did he? The same injury that Bo Jackson had.
Well, did he? I don't know if he did that to the vein or whatever.
Right, right.
That's what did Bo in, because then once there was no blood flow, the bone died. The bone started to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's what did
Bo in. Just wondering.
Yeah.
Wondering.
Mr. Yeah. 937, you played in the band. I don't hear nothing about what you got to say. He told me I didn't hear nothing. He quit football to play in the band. Ain't nobody trying to talk to him. And on that note.
Quiet fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Hit that subscribe button right there when you're on the YouTube channel. Like, share, comment, engage with us. We love when you do that. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, comment, share, engage with us there as well. You can also hear the audio anywhere you can hear a podcast. We are also available on your Alexa-enabled devices. Thanks for listening to the show. Say words, son.
Words, son. Word, son. I need you to put your readers on when you're reading that teleprompter next time.
There was a pause. At least I didn't forget who my co-host was.
It was a pause.
Yeah, a pause.
Okay, a pause.
That's Tony what we're calling it. And Jeff. Oh man, you know my hey, John. I felt like your team. You know, I've heard different varying opinions on how the Cowboys drafted. I heard somebody say it was terrible and they lost their way. I didn't think it was that bad. I thought they addressed needs. I thought they stayed on the defensive side for a while, like they needs to.
Yeah.
I think offensively they're loaded, regardless coming in.
Right.
And I was pretty excited about the Micah Parsons pick. I feel like they got a winner.
Well, they needed it. They needed it because you know Sean Lee retired. And now they potentially have three guys that can stay on the field on third down, depending on personnel from the offense. Yeah, if they go heavy receiver, one of those guys got to come off. But if they're in a couple tights or a tight end and a fullback, whatever, all those guys can stay on the field now. Where Sean Lee had to come off.
I think you guys should be excited. Yeah, you know, well, Dan Quinn coming in defensively.
You got to get Jerry out the way and we'll be all right.
Yeah, Jerry's not going anywhere. You know that.
I'm just saying. You want to go nowhere. Put Booby in and take Jerry out.
I will tell you this. You're looking at a Giants team who I don't know if they've done enough to get better yet. An Eagles team that is in total disarray.
Trash.
Washington might have the best. Well, they have probably the best. Yeah, they have the best defensive roster in the division.
Who's their quarterback?
It's going to be between the Heineke kid or whatever his name is. And who else? I don't know if they've established that yet.
Oh, wait a minute. They still got that quarterback from Ohio State?
No.
He's in Pittsburgh.
He's in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
He's gone.
I didn't need the right answer. I was just throwing a little jab at Tony.
Hey, no jab at me.
It is a jab at you.
No.
Why not?
He's a knucklehead.
A knucklehead. He wasn't a knucklehead when he was winning them games at Ohio State. He wasn't no knucklehead. Y'all was all over him.
Did what he was supposed to do.
Back then, you knew him. Now you don't know him. Is it the opposite of Mike Jones? Him. Jones, Mike.
I know him. I know him. He's a knucklehead.
My God. That's a guy who should have stayed.
He should have stayed.
He should have stayed and got another pair of gold pants.
You know what? We've been talked about him. A little bit.
Jeff just ignore us now. Jeff don't even acknowledge us anymore, man. We're going to have to find something else to mess with Jeff about.
Yeah, we got to find something else to do because that gold pants thing is getting lame. Every cat that comes through gets a pair of gold pants. They go in when they recruit kids, they talk about
the walk-ons are getting gold pants at Ohio State.
You want some gold pants? Gold pants?
When you get accepted, they mail you gold pants.
They might just do that.
Might be getting gold pants as a senior in high school and you don't even play football.
They ain't played yet.
No, I'm
talking about regular students, Jeff. I'm not talking about the football players. I'm talking about the kid who's got an academic scholarship. He just got accepted to Ohio State. They were like, you know what? we got enough. Here's one for you. They just dominate y'all.
You know, okay, so here's a true conversation. Okay. I heard this, and this made a lot of sense to me. And I'll be honest with you, when I heard it, I felt bad for Jeff. I'll tell you why.
Here we go.
I thought this was an honest conversation.
You want the honest conversation? You know what? There'll be no honest conversation coming from him. Tony done got on. Look, we done got off the light skinned people, so now he back on Michigan. So, you know.
Hey, all jokes aside.
Yeah.
Okay. You put that many guys every year
in the league.
NFL.
That's true.
Okay. And you're telling me your program is at that level, okay, where you're going to get kids,
yeah,
and then kids are going to go on, okay, to play in the NFL. What the heck is happening between the time they get there at the time they get to the NFL? Because it's like they're high recruits. They get there, it's all over the place, and they can't get it done.
Man.
But then they bring so many of them to the next level. Once again, I think you actually said it, Jeff. It's a lack of developing these kids the college game. Mm. That's what you're coming there, and you can't put it together. They need a new coach.
Mm.
They need a new coach.
Like I said,
that's honestly, if Ohio State ever goes to that, I'm gonna be embarrassed.
He's had the opportunity this year to basically rebuild his whole staff, right? So at this point, he got rid of everybody that, as far as from the assistance aspect of that, he could play more. He's got a whole new staff in. At this stage, if it doesn't work, it's all on him. He's basically, and it should have been all on him in the first place. We talked about it when it was going on that. I agree. It was time for him to move on because clearly he hasn't been able to capitalize on what needed to be done there.
How long has he been there? How many years has he been there?
This is year seven?
So the disappointing thing, though, Jeff,
Too long, you say that, and you say, well, now going into year eight,
he's clean house.
Look, man.
No. We're going to see if he can get it right.
Even with Rich Rod, you know, I was one of those get rid of all them cats. And I know, Sean, I feel like you said before that Rich Rod was a decent coach or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
And, you know, but when it was falling apart, they didn't sit and wait on him. When Brady was falling,
because he wasn't
Brady
Michigan started man.
Was choking. Brady was a Michigan man.
They got rid of Brady because Harbaugh was available.
Man, look here. The problem is that there really isn't. Who else they don't get at this point?
Well, nobody's gonna make y'all happy.
Who's the coach at Liberty? He turned them around fast. Unless you just come down
the highway and finagle somebody away.
Ain't nothing good in Columbus except maybe some of my family members. Outside of that, it can keep it.
Nothing good and a bunch of gold pants. The reality of it is
gold pants everywhere.
Everywhere. You have some gold pants.
Ooh, Oprah.
I think, honestly, man, it's I don't know what it is he has on people in the Board of Regents, the people in the administration office. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any other coach. You don't see coaches make it through all that. You know what?
Here he comes with that whole.
I want to congratulate you.
Did you know what?
You took bludgeoning that was consistently being thrown your way. Notre Dame was battling to become relevant again. And I believe that not only are they relevant now, but they came back with a vengeance.
I hate the coach.
I know you said that.
I get it.
Okay. Who's your biggest rival?
Who's
your biggest rival? Notre Dame. Who's our rival? Who's your rival?
I don't know. We got a bunch of them.
Name one. USC. Name one you play every year.
USC.
If you lost to USC, 7 years in a row.
We damn near did with the dynasty era. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about now because it ain't the same anymore.
Oh, no,
you can't lose seven in a row to anybody.
We're getting that backside now.
You lost to any of your rivals?
No.
3-4 years in a row now?
No.
The coach staying? Not a chance.
No. Look, man.
I can't answer that because we don't lose our rivals.
Nowadays, you're right. Nowadays it is different. But Tony, y'all did lose to y'all rivals like that. Y'all lost like John, what's his name? Cooper. Y'all lost that. He lost like 10 games against Michigan, and they kept him there.
Kept him.
Hold on. So you want to talk about the tail whoopings? Woo! We owned y'all back then. Woo! Again, the shift happened like it does most times. But John Cooper, what was he? 1-10-1 against Michigan? He got 12. He had 12 years. 10, 12 years of opportunities to beat Michigan and did it once.
Jeff is on fire.
So while we simply talking about Harbaugh and his struggles, you're right. He has struggled. But let's not forget John Cooper.
Let us not forget. Let the church say.
What was he, Tony?
A chandelier.
Matter of fact, you probably don't even remember because you probably weren't even an Ohio State fan back in that time because they weren't winning. So it's okay, though. You know,
here's the problem.
Jump on the bandwagon. When teams get successful, it's great to jump on that wagon.
Here's the problem.
None of y'all are high school talking about that.
Here's the problem with what you just said. You said Ohio State wasn't winning. Actually, Ohio State was winning. They weren't beating you guys.
Which means they weren't winning.
Because at the end of the day, you guys aren't beating us, and you're not winning.
But again, in the rivalry, nobody really cared about much of anything other than Michigan Ohio State. Again, but your argument at this point was this. Your statement was, you see it. Harbaugh. Look, I saw that smug smile. Harbaugh was what? Oh, hasn't won in 6-7 years. And here we go. Your argument was, why would someone still hold on to a coach for that length of time? Ohio State held on to John Cooper for like 12 years.
The rivalry thing is a big thing now. You don't see coaches making that. But the fact of the matter is, you're not at Eastern Michigan. Not at Western Michigan. Not at Michigan State. You're at Michigan. And it's not just about you not being able to beat Ohio State. It's about the program.
The program is in a raw spot. It's not where it needs to be.
And it is not. It is underachieved since he's been there.
Y'all still going at it?
I mean, that's a fact.
No one's arguing that.
Wow. There we go. I proved my point. Next.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. You see that subscribe button right there? Do me a favor. Go ahead and click that when you are on our YouTube channel. And if you don't mind, go ahead and like, comment, and share the link with your friends.
The other version.
You can also follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, like, comment, and share. We enjoy every opportunity that we get to engage with you. We're also available on platforms such as Spotify, Amazon, and any other streaming service that you access your favorite podcasts, in addition to any Alexa-enabled devices. Thank you for supporting and listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Say word, son.
Word, son.
I want to know why you sound like you're at a speakeasy with a microphone and like nothing but a light shining on you. Everything else is in dark. It's just you doing that. That's what it sounds like. I feel like that was like produced.
When I am on the podcast, I like to make my promo last.
You're so stupid.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
Man.
Mm-mm. So the takeaway so far is Jeff's team is now led by a Buckeye.
Okay.
So he's going to get to see that all the time. Sean's team did very well. His real team did very well. So addressing needs. His other team did what they do. So your Cowboys did well. Bengals did the Bengals deal.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Baltimore, we did what we do.
Yeah.
Like we just He just good.
You guys did not have to go out and get brand name wide receivers. You got two receivers that will play very well in that system.
We did what I thought you guys would do.
Right.
Now see, here's another reason. And I didn't say this earlier, but I said this the other day to somebody. You felt the need to go get a guy that you think is going to be that playmaker extraordinaire. Your guy had more 300-yard passing games with the group you had.
Right.
You had a good group. You know, that's just being selfish and whatever. They had a good group.
Guess what? He'd have thrown for more if he didn't get hurt. He'd have thrown for more if he wasn't taking hits and sacks. So go get him a tackle.
I said it all along. If that dude doesn't get hurt, I mean, obviously it's a two-man race for the rookie of the year, but yeah. I'm watching him like, woo-wee.
Yeah.
So I hope he comes back, bounces back better than ever. They did draft, matter of fact, the kid that they did draft, Jackson Carmen from Fairfield High School there in the Cincinnati area, left tackle for Clemson. He played for our guy, Jason Krause, down in Fairfield High School.
Oh, now isn't he a little bit of damaged goods?
Shout out Coach Krause, former Stebbins football coach, down there at Fairfield High School. He's got two guys in the league now.
I did hear that
Mel Kiper said he had some back issues.
Back injury, yeah. That was some back issues.
And they're saying they're going to kick him down the guard anyway, so.
You know what? Good luck to him. It's always good to see a local guy do well. And hopefully for the Bengals, you know, I want that to be the best division. I feel like every week we watch a game, no matter who's doing what, those are great games.
Right.
So, you know, and I'd like to see Burrow play for 10, 12, 15 years because he's very talented and he's a former Buckeye. So, here's what it is.
There it is.
But my team, we just do what we do.
Whatever.
We do what we do. What we do.
Tony, you watch that movie yet?
You know what? I didn't. You know why? Here's the reason. Oh, we talked about it. Yeah. It came out on Friday. She couldn't stay awake how she felt, and I really couldn't either. We wouldn't have enjoyed it. And then Saturday, we had a lot going on. Sunday, we had a lot going on. We're going to watch it this week, one of these nights this week.
So we'll do a review on it next week.
Please, because I can't wait to watch it.
So, Jim, you know what movie we're talking about?
So let me tell you how it ended.
I don't do that.
You know what movie we're talking about, Jeff?
I'm assuming y'all talking about what's his name?
The Without Remorse movie with
Without Remorse.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Okay. We'll talk about it next week.
So Tony, at the end of the movie.
Oh yeah.
If you tell me that I'm gonna ruin how your season's gonna end this year, we all know that ending.
Well, hang on. Hang on.
Guess what?
We're gonna hang 100 on that.
Whoa. Hey.
That was A-Y.
Oh, okay. We got a 5-second delay here.
We ain't going to ever hang 100 because we make sure everybody plays.
Oh.
You just win.
Oh. Now you're backing off of it. Okay.
Oh.
Get off of what? We're going to win.
Hang your 100.
See, you wouldn't talk that when he was going to play us last year. He's like, oh my gosh, I hope we don't have to play because they're going to hang 100 on us.
No, I was never in the, oh my God.
You heard the coach say, you said, oh my goodness.
Mm-mm.
Really said that. And he sounded like he meant it.
He did mean it.
And why the analysts think that could really happen?
Hey.
No.
The way that Michigan team was playing, it could have.
I know, right? I hope y'all get better, man. It's not supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be competitive. At least once in a while. You know, we've never even made a bet on it. Even Sean bet me before. Maybe Cassano's before. I think. It was Cassano's, wasn't it?
I don't know. Check your phone.
I'm not supposed to check my phone.
Check your phone, Jeff.
So check my phone?
We got about 6 minutes.
Oh my.
What am I checking my phone for?
Check Messenger, man. Let's go let's go top three.
Okay, let's do it.
So all right. What I sent the fellas is saw something on Twitter jumping off. They were talking about, you know, name the best one. We'll go top three, though. Some pictures of some cereals. Frosted Mini Wheats Original, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Corn Pops, Raisin Bran, and Rice Krispies.
Can I make a...
You can make a substitution.
No, I'm being honest. I haven't had either one of these in 20 years.
You haven't had any of those in 20 years? You don't have cereal?
I don't eat cereal. But hold on, you know what the sad thing is? I got a box of Apple Jacks unopened, sitting on the top of the fridge. I told my son one day, I said, you're going to eat these. You're going to try these. These are the bomb. And I've never opened them.
Jeff. Sure. Jeff.
So I haven't eaten cereal in so long. And yeah, I don't drink milk. So eating cereal is one of those things where it's like, ugh, I don't eat, it's dry.
Hey,
so,
you get to that point, boy. It's like,
So I'll speak on behalf of my kids on this one.
All right. No, I don't need either one of you to speak on nothing. I'll be the expert here. I'm going to be the SME. No, don't get muted. Look. Do not get muted. On this
Raisin
Bran is number one on this list.
Not a chance.
Number two, Fruit Loops. And number three, Frosted Corn Flakes. Now.
Frosted Corn Flakes with added sugar or not?
But it's frosted, fool.
You got to add sugar to it. That's
no, you don't. It's frosted, fool.
See, my kids would go Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, and Rice Krispies.
We don't care. We talking about us.
I said anyway. I'm giving them their shout out now.
And then also, honorable mention, Kroger brand Corn Flakes. Listen to me. The generic version is delicious. And second team, Fruity Pebbles.
Not Fruity Pebbles. Mm.
Third team is the Cap'n Crunch with the Crunch Berries. All right.
I'm mad you just made a whole all cereal team.
You got the. So here's the sad thing. You got the honorable mention. I haven't had any of those in the last 20 years.
I don't know what it is, man. Like, as a kid, my options for cereal were cornflakes, oatmeal, grits, if I had grits.
We weren't getting Cheerios.
We weren't getting stuff with fruit in it. We weren't getting colorful stuff. We were getting regular generic boxes of cornflakes, man. So maybe that's my thing. I eat cereal like I can eat cereal for three meals in a day.
It's not my kids. They eat cereal like that. I can eat right now. Honey Nut Cheerios is pretty much what I'll eat now, but I eat it dry. It's like a snack.
I try to do it, man. I buy it and then it goes stale because we don't eat it.
And the bear. What is it? Golden Crisp. Can't get enough of Super Golden Crisp. That is delicious. I don't care what nobody says. I can eat cereal all three meals. I'm telling you, man. I had two bowls of Fruity Pebbles today.
What was the one that had the Count Dracula Chocula?
Count Chocula, fool. That's what you want.
I had that either. Long time. Just remember it. I just remember those little marshmallow, almost marshmallow type.
It was him. Lucky Charms.
Oh. Fruit Loops was really good.
I didn't get none of that.
Love the Fruit Loops back in the day.
No, we didn't get none of that.
Cheerios, bro.
If you have issue with milk, you can get lactate-free milk. It's very good. I get it now because I was having issues.
I got issues. I just don't like milk.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Not to drink.
Well, Sean, that was really, I liked that. I enjoyed that.
You like that?
What a way to end the show.
Yeah, let's do another one like that next time.
We'll come up with something.
Love this music.
We got to find one with cartoons.
Hey, Nine Radio. Nine.com. Hey, you can hear us on the radio station Mondays, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Springfield, Ohio. This is 937. DJ Swig.
Not today.
Yeah, you heard it today. I had to put an old episode. It was episode 39, Larry Sonka. Episode 42.
Was I on that one?
I don't care if you were on it or not. This is episode 42. Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
Shout out to our brother Babe Ruth, too. Our brother Babe Ruth.
My brother.
According to Ty Cobb, you was. Wasn't gonna sleep with him. See you next week.
Peace out. Word, son.
Word, son.
Word, son.